And we are joined today on The Scoop by Jeremy Reitzman, the managing editor of Pride of Detroit for SB Nation. Jeremy, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, we're taking a look at just how the rest of the teams in the NFC North have been doing, where they're at with their coaching staffs, and looking into free agency. And with the Lions, they move on from Jim Caldwell and bring in Matt Patricia to be their new head coach. So, Jeremy, to start, why don't we just go with some of your thoughts on Jim Caldwell's departure, and also what we can expect from Matt Patricia as he takes the job for the Lions.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were probably a little surprised to see Jim Caldwell go, especially considering he had back-to-back winning seasons for the first time in almost, I think, over 20 years for the Detroit Lions. But 9-7 just clearly wasn't enough to meet Bob Quinn's standards, the general manager. So it wasn't all that surprising to Lions fans when it happened, especially with the way the season ended, with, you know, a really poor loss to the Bengals that killed their postseason chances. And it never really seemed like Bob Quinn, general manager, and Jim Caldwell were on the same page. So that makes the hiring of Matt Patricia kind of exciting, because those two are very much on the same page. And in their introductory press conferences on Wednesday, they spoke to it. They've been working together for 12 years with the Patriots, and they went on scouting trips together, and they've, you know, sat side by sides in meetings. So if there's one thing to really, really get excited about this hire, if you're a Lions fan, it's the fact that these two have worked harmoniously for over a decade, and they very much seem to be on the same page, which is something that is probably more rare than you think for general managers and head coaches.
Looking at just some of the other question marks, it looks as though Detroit is going to try to keep things congruent on offense, as Jim Bob Cooter was retained as the offensive coordinator. And you look at what he has done as offensive coordinator with Matthew Stafford, there seems to be a level of comfort between the two. So pretty clear that they wanted to make sure that Stafford, as their franchise quarterback, was comfortable even with bringing in a new head coach.
Yeah, absolutely. That was, I think, probably one of the biggest reasons why Jim Bob Cooter stuck around. Matt Patricia actually said that he called Jim Bob Cooter and talked to him before he even had the job, just to see if the Detroit Lions organizations was one that he wanted to join, and two, just to kind of get a feel. And he said, you know, everyone that he's talked to around the league has had positive things to say about Jim Bob Cooter. And yeah, that coach-quarterback relationship is huge, especially since the Lions did not retain their quarterback's coach, Ryan Callahan, who moved over to the Raiders. So I think that was definitely one of the key reasons why he kept things mostly the same on offense, although the Lions running game has been really, really bad essentially since Barry Sanders left. So he did make a change on the offensive line, and that's going to be something to kind of look forward to going forward, because if there's one thing that kind of held that Lions defense down, it was the lack of a running game in 2016.
Looking towards free agency and the draft, some good opportunities for the Lions to shore up some areas on both sides of the ball. You mentioned the running game being an area of concern. What are some others, Jeremy, that you'd like to see the Lions look at heading into free agency?
Definitely defensive line is going to be a huge priority, and I think that's part of the reason why the Lions were so amped to get Matt Patricia in here, is because the Lions haven't had a pass rush in quite some time. With the future of Ezekiel Ansah unknown, he's slated to become an unrestricted free agent, and injuries have kind of mounted up on his career. The Lions essentially don't have a starter that's signed to 2018 right now. So I expect them to go full in on defensive line, either through free agency or through the draft, and really all along the defensive side of the ball. They have a lot of interesting choices to make. Their starting strong safety, Tavon Wilson, who had worked with Matt Patricia before, is becoming a free agent. One of their starting linebackers, Tahir Whitehead, is also becoming a free agent. It'll be big to see whether Patricia sticks with some of those guys or decides to move on. Wouldn't be surprising to see him move on from some of these guys, considering they're probably going to be big schematic changes on that side of the ball.
Looking at some of the other big changes in the division, Matt Nagy brought in to be the head coach of the Chicago Bears. We saw all the coach turnover for the Green Bay Packers. They bring in a new defensive coordinator and a new offensive coordinator. The Vikings yesterday announcing their new offensive coordinator will be John DeFilippo, the quarterback's coach from the Eagles. So a lot of turnover in the division as a whole. What are some of your favorite, I don't know if favorite is the right word coming from somebody who covers the Lions, but what are the best moves that you've seen from the rest of the division so far?
I don't think the Vikings could have really done any better replacing Pat Shurmur than with DeFilippo. I think that's a really smart hire, one that really is going to fit the organization, especially considering they don't really have their quarterback of the future on the roster right now. Questions are all around whether, you know, who they're going to keep. Case Keenum, Sam Bradford, someone off the board. Could they be in it for Kirk Cousins? Who knows? But honestly, around the board, I think the whole division made a lot of really interesting, good hires. And I like what the Bears are doing. If there's one team that maybe I'm not too thrilled about what they did, it's the Packers. It seems like they just kind of blew everything up, and maybe that's the right move. Maybe it was long overdue. I think a lot of Packers fans would say that it's long overdue, but it just seemed like blowing things up for not any huge reasons. I mean, obviously 2017 was a disaster, but mostly because the best quarterback in the league went down. So if I'm being honest, I really think the future of this division is very, very strong, and it could be very competitive as soon as 2018.
Jeremy, we saw a big extension handed out to Jimmy Garoppolo yesterday, and this is kind of where the NFL is at right now. It seems like the best player on the team is usually the quarterback, and they are compensated as such. We saw Garoppolo get his extension. That leaves Kirk Cousins to probably take more money in free agency. Aaron Rodgers with an extension coming up. Matt Ryan with an extension coming up. I would assume that the Lions feel pretty good about where they're at right now with the extension that they gave Matthew Stafford, considering seeing this quarterback extensions just go through the roof.
Absolutely. And most Lions fans knew that this was coming. Maybe not with Garoppolo, but I think pretty much everyone agreed that it was looking like Kirk Cousins was probably going to get more than Matthew Stafford, and certainly Aaron Rodgers and the rest will. Just because this is how it happens, you know, the salary cap raises by, you know, quite a bit every single year. So therefore the contracts for quarterbacks follows, and it looks ridiculous to be giving Garoppolo $27.5 million a year. And to a lot of Lions fans, it is, because a lot of people had questions about Stafford, you know, has he proven anything in the playoffs, anything like that? Well, Garoppolo's only started 7 games. So basically, it all comes down to, if you have a guy who you think is your franchise quarterback, you got to lock him up, and you got to lock him up big. And until it happens to, I guess, every team in the NFL, fans are just going to continually be shocked about the numbers that come out. But it's just how the NFL is today. And if you talk about percentage-wise, you know, how much these guys are affecting the cap, it really hasn't changed all that much in the past 10 years. But since the overall numbers continue to increase, I understand why some of the shock happens.
Talking to Jeremy Reitzman, the managing editor of Pride of Detroit, of SB Nation. Jeremy, before we finish up here today, assuming that that you've had a chance to look at free agency in the draft quite a bit, who are some players that you would really like to see the Lions go after in order to shore up some spots? We'll start off in free agency. Who are some of your favorite free agent targets?
It'll be interesting to see what the Lions do there, because Bob Quinn actually has, in the past couple of years, gone out and been really aggressive in free agency, getting Marvin Jones to replace Calvin Johnson in his first year, and then going out and grabbing two huge offensive line acquisitions in TJ Lang and Rick Wagner. But I'm not really sure if I see a guy like that on the free agent market yet this year. A lot of people have talked about Le'Veon Bell being a possibility. I don't see that happening. The Lions, as we mentioned, do have a big need in improving the running game, but I just don't know if adding Le'Veon Bell is something that Bob Quinn would do. Adding, you know, signing a guy who's closer to his 30s than not to a big running back contract, especially one that he wants to be paid as a wide receiver, essentially, just doesn't seem like smart cap management. So honestly, I'm not sure if there's really a big free agency guy out there that I see the Lions committing to. One thing you do have to consider is now that Matt Patricia is in town, maybe they start looking at some of the defensive players from the Patriots that are becoming free agents. So you think about a guy like Malcolm Butler, who probably is a little bit distraught after what happened in the Super Bowl. Marquise Flowers is also a guy that I think the Lions might consider. But in terms of any big names, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Any draft prospects that you are pretty high on for Detroit?
I think the favorite, based on everyone's opinion for the Lions, is Vita Vey, the defensive tackle out of Washington. The Lions definitely need a guy like him that can rush the passer from the interior three-tech position, and Vita Vey kind of fits that position perfectly. So he's a guy that I would expect to be under high consideration if he's there at 20 overall.
Excellent. Well, Jeremy, thanks for joining the show here today to give us a little bit of a look at where Detroit is as we wrap up the season and look to the off-season, free agency, the draft, and then before we know it, we'll be gearing up for training camp and getting right back to it next year. And with the Vikings and the Lions squaring off twice, as they typically do, we'll maybe talk with you again later on down the road to preview some of those games.
That sounds good.